Blog Talk Radio.
Judge.
There's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Way before the fight began.
Amen.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, O.D.M. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, to Pastor Cal, to the evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, intercessors, men, youth, the ADM frontline, and to our family and friends of ADM. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and to our new partner this morning, Oregon. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it was the Lord this morning that woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Oh, bless his name. You see, nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Everything is fitly into place. Oh, bless God's holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. See, it was him this morning that decided that we should have another day, amen, to be in the land of the living. Oh, bless his holy name. It was him who decided, praise God, to breathe the breath of air in us one more time, to give us new life on today, to give us a new beginning on today, to give us a new, amen, praise God, journey on today. And so we thank God on today for all of his many blessings and everything that he do for us. Oh, bless his holy name. See, because we were made for his purpose. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. And his purpose is an eternal purpose. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So we thank God on today. We praise him. We glorify him. We magnify him. We worship him. Because holy is his name. And worthy to be praised is the Lord thy God. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning also to you, Pastor Smith. And God bless you on this blessed day. Father, first of all, I have to give honor to God who's the head of my life. And I just thank him just for this day that he allowed me to see. I give all the honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, to my husband, Deacon Joe. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this another blessed day, God, another blessed journey. God, we thank you, God, that you breathed up on us this morning, God. Another day of life, God. When you could have wiped us out, God, oh, God, but instead of with your loving kindness, God, you spared our life once more, God. And that's enough to say hallelujah this morning. That's enough for us to begin to rise and obey, God, and begin to praise you and give you all the glory, God. Not that you had to do it, obey, you didn't have to do it, but yet still you did, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. In spite of all our circumstances, God, we come to glorify your name. We come to lift you up, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, because when you have woken us to the Lord this morning, God, we begin to rise and shine and walk through our house praising you, God, looking at our kids and our spouse. Oh, God, we thank you because everything was still in order like it were. So we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up every man and woman of God this morning, up to you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you let them stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down, God. Because, Lord, we truly need the truth in these last and evil days, God. We need the truth out of the Moshe, God, that they ring out of the Moshe, God, like never before, God, so you can get our attention, God, of the Moshe, God. We got to realize, God, that you live, God. Let your people know that you're still living. You're still delivering. You're still setting free. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, somebody don't have no peace this morning. Oh, but I tell you this morning, it's so much peace in God, of the Moshe, God. No matter what comes and goes, you're still there to be wrapped up all in Jesus' peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I know somebody this morning, of the Moshe, God, somebody's out of us, God, with depression, of the Moshe, God, all of us out of Moshe. I tell you, if you begin to call on the name of Jesus, God, of the Moshe, it's no hurt of us. Depression is stronger than the blood of Jesus, of the Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I even lift up every mental institution this morning, of the Moshe, God, where people have locked their loved ones and friends away, God, because of mental problems, God, of the Moshe, God. But I pray this morning, God, I pray, God, that you breathe upon their minds, of the Moshe, God, and let the captive free, he go about shine, of the Moshe, God, this morning. Oh, God, how we thank you, God, of the Moshe, God, because we know how the Moshe, God, that you're a keeper if you want to be kept. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of Moshe. Oh, but you got to get your mind made up. He go Moshe, who's going to serve today? Oh, God, of Moshe, God. Oh, because if you get your mind made up, God, of Moshe, God, then nobody won't turn you around. No matter what nobody say, God, begin to just call on Jesus like never before. God. He'll lead you, he'll guide your footsteps. All in righteousness, God, of Moshe, God. Whatever you know, God, of Moshe, God, just pray and ask God to the Moshe, God, to give you his understanding, God, of Moshe, his wisdom, God, of Moshe. He will pour it out upon you, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for your joy. It's bubbling over on the inside of the Moshe, God. Your joy, God. Thank you for your refreshing in the mighty name of Jesus, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go into the nursing home, God, the high rise, Lord, today. He go by Santa of the Moshe. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you go and touch the Moshe, God. Oh, if it's peace they need, God, let your peace abide upon them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of Moshe, God. Oh, God, of the Moshe, God, if it's sickness, God, oh, God, I pray today, God, of my son, of the Moshe, touch him, oh, my son, of the Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we realize by your stripes, they already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go up in the presence, up in the watch, in the White House, God, of the Moshe, God, begin to walk through the White House, God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch our presence, in the son, of the Moshe, God, in the table all around him, God. Oh, God, began to shake you by some little Moshe, God. Touch hearts, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize when you begin to touch a heart, that's when man and woman will begin to change, ego by Sunday. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you touch every internet, oh, Moshe, God, this morning, God. Every telephone line this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning that you come in mighty, little by time, like a whirlwind, oh, Moshe, God, by Sunday. Moshe, God. Let them know that you are God all by yourself. Let them know that you still live, Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for the things that we have, God. It wasn't us to get the things, God. It was all you, God. And we give credit to you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to be armored before the Almighty God. Mama before you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Moshe, God. Oh, God, continue to let us be obedient to you, God, in your man-made service, you go by Sanda. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for our spouse, God, of the Moshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, body of the abortion got to continue to mold them and make them into the man and the woman that you desire for us to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to love one another, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. I pray, God, this morning that you touch every member of ADM ministry. Yes, continue to draw us near to you, God. Teach us, God. Teach us, Lord, the way to walk like you, God. To talk like you. To live like you, God. Oh, God, not only just talking, God, but we got to walk this thing out, God. Because this is Jesus, church. Just you and each and every one of us, God. We thank you for your separation, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I cry out today for your people, God. I cry out for this nation, God. Because we really need you, God. We can't do without you, God. Without you in the seminal life, God. We have nothing in the God. We have nothing, God. We got to realize today, God. We have to have you in the center of our marriage, in the center of everything that we do. How about that, God? Because without you, God. Hey, glory to God. It just won't work, God. I come to tell you, God, it's time to call on the name of Jesus. It's time to lean on Jesus. Not your brother, not your pal, how about that? We know we love our spot, oh, but not even him, God. It's time to lean on Jesus, God. Call on Jesus for yourself. He'll show you the way, God. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, help us, God, today, God. He go to my son, God. Call on the name of Jesus this morning. Whatever your situation is, or whatever you're going through, call on him. God, we thank you for our trials and tribulations. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that we continue to walk through them. Oh, God, as we walk through them, God, continue to pull on us, God. Stretch us, God. Hey, glory to God, oh, my son, oh, the God. Let us feel your Holy Ghost fire. Let us on fire for you, God. That we'll run like never. We'll run like never before. Oh, God, we pray this morning. Let your God and fall on us, Lord, God, that we will obey you, God. That we will bow down before you, God. We will worship you, God, God. We'll put everything beside, Lord, God, and begin to fast like number four, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us stay up in your face, God. Call in the name of Jesus this morning. With all power in the medical world, God. All power in the medical world, God. Today, God, we thank you. We magnify your name, God. Don't ever let us forget to call on you, God. Oh, in the midnight when you begin to tuck on us, God. Oh, God, let us rise, Lord, Moshe, and just say yes to your will, God. Don't let us get weary and wear out doing it, Lord, Lord, Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, Moshe, God. We hold up the sick and shedding up to you, God. Once more, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up the Wayne family up to you today, God. The Mufferin family, the Moshe, God. The Jackson family, the Moshe, God. The Davis family, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you heal, deliver, and set the captive free, God. We realize, God, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, we have a continued heart of Oh, shake out. Oh, continue to press towards the Lord. We have to continue to push it. Oh, God, we have to begin to just take ourselves, God. But we know things are all around us, Lord, my God. Oh, and the man in the name of Jesus, baby, has to seek, oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We give you the honor for it, oh, my God, Lord, my God. And the glory, God. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Lord, Moshe, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, but Moshe, always your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. Oh, God, for that corporate prayer. My mother, my Holy Spirit, come in the midst. Right now, come in the midst. Come in the midst, Holy Spirit. Take full control. Lead us, guide us, teach us, renew us in the name of Jesus. Reprove us. Yes, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way right now in each and every one of us. Do it right now. From the north, the south, east, and the west. Oh, glory be to God. Holy Spirit, come now. Come now, Holy Spirit. Have your total way in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing overflow, saturate right now the very space that we all occupy. This morning, Holy Spirit, have your way. We need you, Holy Spirit. Come right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you for coming. We thank you for being here. We thank you for coming to see about us. Holy Spirit of Oshana, of the living God, have your way. Have your way. Touch right now in the overflow of your anointing. Do it right now. Saturate us from the crown of our head to the sole of our bare feet. Holy Spirit, do it right now. And renew us and reprove us, our minds, in our thought process. Holy Spirit, do it right now. We need a renewing, and we need a shaking, and we need a remaking. Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, Holy Spirit, where, glory of the Bosanda, where would we be? Oh, glory of the Bosanda. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Touch that man. Touch that heart. Touch that one, that thought process, Holy Spirit. Renew them, oh God. Turn them away right now from that thing that they're thinking, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Give them confidence. Give them love, oh glory.
Yes, Lord.
Give them God's grace and His mercy. And let them know that it's sufficient, Holy Spirit, until today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
And the West. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Let your train fill the air. Sweet atmosphere.
Yes,
of your Holy
Spirit.
Lord God, let it fill the air. Right now,
thank you. Touch
us right now. Put us under your wings, Lord God.
Oh, yes,
of anointing
Lord.
Of your Holy Spirit. Do
yes,
it right
Lord.
Now. We need you. We need you. We need you, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we need you right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right
in
now,
the name
we need
of
you.
God,
and we
God.
Surrender ourselves. Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord,
we surrender ourselves right
yes,
now
Lord,
unto you.
God.
Oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We surrender. We surrender all.
Yes.
So
yes,
come,
Lord.
Holy Spirit. Come
yes,
and fix it.
Yes, yes.
Come and renew
yes.
it. Come
yes.
now.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
You have the
yes,
charge.
Lord.
Oh, glory.
Mama.
You
yes,
have the
Lord.
Charge that Jesus
yes.
gave. So come
yes, Lord.
Right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
And let us feel
Lord.
Your love,
yes,
your comfort.
Lord.
Let us feel you, Lord God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That we
Jesus.
Be made confident. That
yes,
we be made
Lord.
Whole. In
yes,
the anointing
Lord.
Of your Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
Only
Lord.
You, Holy Spirit. Only
yes,
you
Lord.
Can do this. For that is your mission
yes.
right
yes.
now, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Go into every home
yes.
in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
do it right
Lord.
Now. Go
in
into every
Jesus.
State, every prayer closet,
yes.
right now, Holy Spirit. And arrest us. Right now. Arrest us right now, Holy Spirit. And you, from the Father, oh glory, hallelujah, from heaven, Holy Spirit, have your perfect will. Have your perfect way. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we pray to you.
In the name of Jesus,
that you come.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're obedient. We
thank you,
Holy Spirit, for who you are. That come down from the heaven, from the Father, from the Son. We thank you, Holy
Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Minister now, Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, right now, each and every one of us, you know I need
Right now,
so have your way right now. Have your way. Touch us. No matter who it is. International. National. Holy Spirit. Wherever we are, meet us at our place. Meet us at our place, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Saturate us.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, as the Lord Jesus Christ, give it to us right now.
In the name of
right now, that we can do God's will. Holy Spirit, that we can do God's work through you, through your anointing, through your power. Oh, glory to you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
You said it was.
and
yes,
his peace.
Lord.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
So we thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
you,
Holy
Spirit. We thank you. And we
yes,
praise
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Lord, have your way
yes,
in
Lord,
us
Jesus.
Once again.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Lord, have your way. That
Lord,
we do the
yes,
right
Lord.
Thing. Make the
yes,
right decision. Lord
in
God.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That we stay, Lord God. In the name of
yes.
Jesus. In alignment.
Yes,
that we stay
yes,
in
Lord.
Position. That you could
yes,
use
Lord.
Us. Through your
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit. On today.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
Have your way. And we say
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. And we
thank
praise
you, Lord.
You, Lord. And we glorify
yes, Lord.
Because of
yes,
who you
Lord.
Are. The author
yes.
and the
yes.
finisher of
yes,
our faith.
Lord.
Oh, bless
yes.
your holy name. Oh, bless
yes.
your holy name. Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Hey,
yes,
yes Lord.
Glory,
thank
hallelujah.
You.
Yes, yes. Continue to touch.
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord.
Do it, yes, Holy Spirit. Have your way right now.
Lord,
in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You are worthy. All the
yes,
praise.
Yes,
all
Lord.
The honor.
Yes, Lord.
All
Lord.
The glory. Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. For today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
in
you.
In Jesus' name. Thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Oh, blessed be the Lord.
Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank,
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank
oh, glory.
You.
I tell you, praise God. Nothing like being in the presence of the Lord, of the Almighty
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To feel His
yes.
love and His peace.
Yes,
to feel
yes.
His anointing all over you.
Hey,
oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh,
oh glory.
Yes,
can bring
Lord.
Us to
yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Nothing else but the blood.
Mm.
And we
God.
Thank God.
Shoot,
for
Jesus.
That blood. We thank,
thank
God
you,
for His anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
And we praise
thank
Him. And glorify
yes,
Him.
Hallelujah. Thank
we say
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Say, hallelujah.
In the highest
oh,
praise.
Yes. Yeah,
and we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we
Jesus.
Say yes, Lord.
Yes.
Above
yes,
everything,
Lord.
We say yes,
yes.
Lord.
Yeah, yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
holy
Lord.
Name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You.
I don't know about you, oh glory.
Shoot,
oh, glory.
Jesus.
I feel like just staying right there, praise God.
Amen.
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 God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm, mm, just mm. think about it. Oh, glory. That's the way. This is the way heaven is going to be. Amen.
Yes.
In the presence of the Lord. Oh,
amen.
Bless His holy name all the day long.
Yes,
glory.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Praise
Him. Yes.
Give Him His name. Give Him His name.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, glory to God.
God.
Glory to God. Hold up. Hey, hallelujah.
All has
yes.
repented into the
hey.
Heart of man with the Lord God. Has in store for us.
Oh, oh yes. Hey, glory to God.
Oh, bless His holy name.
Oh, yes, yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just got a nugget or two this morning. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
And, our reading will be coming from Romans, the second chapter, starting at the first verse. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Talking about judgment being judged, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Something that the Lord tells not to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Read this text, Romans 2 and 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what inexcusable is. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
That means
Amen.
You are not allowed. Praise God. You're not allowed. Amen. Oh, man. Whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
I think I need to read that verse again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. Glory. For
Amen.
Thou that judgest does the same thing. Amen. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Amen.
Amen.
And what is judgment? Or what is it to be judged? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
A judgment, amen. The ability, amen, praise God, to make a considerable, amen, decision or come to a sensible conclusion. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. But the word of God tells us, judge not that ye be judged. Amen.
Amen.
For with the same measure that you judge somebody else, the Lord
yes.
God is going to judge
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Are you standing in judgment today? For when you point your hand, amen, and point your finger and look down, you got three coming right back at you. Amen.
Amen.
So there is only one judge, one that's authorized to judge, and that is the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. He is the only one, praise God, that has that ability and power to do. Amen. Not us.
Amen.
Even though we do it as human beings, we do it every day. Amen.
Amen.
We judge.
Yeah.
Amen. But we are going against the grain and the word of God when we do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Judgment, as we judge others, praise God, will get us
Amen.
Cast into some place that we don't want to be. Oh, bless his
Amen.
Holy name. Amen. So I
Amen.
Say on today, don't judge. Amen. Praise God. That's why, you know, they talk about, amen, communication. Amen. Being able to communicate. Amen. Because when one come and point their finger at you, amen, and judge you, did you really do it? 9 times out of 10, it's that hearsay, that gossip. Amen.
Amen.
Coming
amen.
From that little pink tornado
yes.
in your mouth, that little
amen.
Tongue flapping
amen.
Around, saying
Come
the
on.
Things it want to say. Amen.
Yes.
Against the children
amen.
Of God. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
But we who are holy, that has been born again, amen, into
amen.
God's kingdom. Praise God. We ought to know better, for we are taught better. And it's in our
Amen.
Hearts to do better than to judge.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I say again, judge not that ye be judged.
Amen.
For with
Amen.
Good measure, you will be judged. Amen. By
yes,
the Lord
yes.
Jesus Christ. And when
Amen.
You're standing there being judged by the Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter who said what or who did what. Amen. You are
Amen.
Standing in judgment. You have to give accountability for yourself. Nobody
Amen.
Else.
Yes,
Mama can't do it for you. Daddy
Amen.
Can't do it for you. Sisters and brothers, us and Duncan, Dave O'Neill, nobody can stand in judgment. For you, only you yourself. Praise God.
Amen.
Think about it on today. Before you judge, amen, take a time out. Amen. Take a time out. Most times we get
amen.
In trouble judging
yes.
people and saying things
amen.
We have no business. because we don't take the time out. Or we listening to the wrong crowd on that telephone, on that cellular phone, on that internet, on that texting. Amen. But you know what?
Yes, amen.
God sees it all. He sees every bit of it. Oh, well, I'm just going to tell you a little bit. I'm just going to say a little bit. Lord, child, girl, did you see? No.
Come on.
The Lord God says that a lie is a little lie or a big lie is still a lie. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Yep.
It's seen in his nostrils.
Yes, amen. It does. It really does.
Amen. And a liar, amen, will not tear in his sight.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
So watch who you're judging on today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
For
Amen.
That very one that you judge
Come
may
on.
Be your condemnation on today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus.
Glory be to God. So
God.
I say, I got to clean up. What I done messed up.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You got to start all over again each and every day.
Amen.
Clean it up. Go down to Nemo, Valley, Lord, forgive me. Go to the individual, Lord. Tell him, forgive me.
Yes.
Clean it up.
Yes.
Clean it up.
Thank you this morning, Lord, for your word.
Start all over again. Oh, bless his holy name. We cannot keep continuing. Amen. Praise God. In the same mess. Praise God.
Not at all.
Oh, glory.
Jesus. Amen.
Oh, glory. How can we see heaven? How can we see
Come on.
It? When our vision
Come
is
on.
Obscured, amen, by those judgmental things, praise God, of the enemy and others,
amen,
that have no
amen.
Good intention for nobody, not even themselves. Oh, bless his
my
holy
God,
name.
My...
Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes,
oh, bless
Lord.
His holy name.
Yes, Lord. Bless
Think
your
about
name,
it.
God.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
But we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says we all have, praise God, come short. So, on today, are you wanting? Are you coming up short because of judgment, of judging others?
Come on.
Praise God.
Come on. Yeah.
You're probably even judging yourself. Is it
come
a positive
on.
Judgment or a negative judgment? Oh, glory be to God.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
On
today.
Jesus.
On today. Don't judge. Don't do it.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Just don't do it. And give God the praise. Give him the honor.
Amen.
Give him the glory. And Paul said,
Lord.
Don't look down on a man unless you lifted him up. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
So don't look down on me. Don't look down on me. Unless you lift me up. Iron sharpens iron. Oh, glory, hallelujah. On today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
At this time, amen, we're gonna bring in our own pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning,
Pastor
Smith. Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Brother Jackson.
Amen.
Amen. You're really hitting on a subject that we, you know, that is a lifelong subject that many of everyone all across the world really need to take accountability, where we really need to begin to examine ourselves. A lot of times we misdirect people's lives, so we miss different things that are going on in life. I definitely minister this a lot of times because we will misinterpret an individual by what they're going through. You know, also it says something, if I could be correct, it's in John, also with this, the John, the second chapter, I think it's around about the 10th or 11th verse. I do believe it's around about the 10th, about the 11th. I think it's around about John 7 and the 24th verse, not correct, correction, where John was talking about telling individuals about judging the outer appearance in the book of John, you know, where he was talking about stop judging by the outer appearance, but instead judge correctly. You know, other words, we cannot look at people on the outer appearance and assume this is what's going on. And that's where a lot of people fail to realize. And there's a lot of people are being hurt, and there's a lot of people are taking it incorrectly. Matter of fact, you're yourself. Sometimes the individual, their self is being offended as well, because we'll look at different things, especially in the church community. Somebody coming in got a little, look like they got a frown on their face. We automatically think they're going through. Oh, they're going through. Here we go. Oh, sister, they're going through. They probably got an old yucky look on their face because they just got a yucky blessing and they don't know how to express themselves because God has been so good to them. We don't know. Amen. We really don't know. And there's a lot of times that we look at people because of the things that we going through, and because of we are not enough, we not healed, and our eyesight, and our perspective of our eyesight and what we see the same thing that what we come from, and we assume that's what an individual is. And a lot of times we begin to judge from that place, from where we don't come from, where our hurt, our discernment, all different things, because the individual have a look, and we feel as though that's what they're going through. And it says in the book of John, 24th chapter, do not judge the outer appearance of a man, and that's what we really get caught up in, into the outer appearance of individuals, and we got to really pay close attention of that. And the Bible always talked about, just as you were saying, Pastor Smith, about, you will get judged. You also will get judged. At the end of the day, we all don't want to be judged. We all don't want to be, because I know if everyone could really just look at it, you don't have to, really zoom in or log in, but you really look, how many times people misinterpret what you're going through by looking at your outer appearance? How many times? There have been many people, I'm pretty sure that we all done been there, and there have been many people that misinterpret your outer appearance because they look at your outer appearance. I'm always wanting to say, hey, man, make sure you look at the spirit of the interviewer. Watch this. I want to show y'all something. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, around about the 4th and the 5th verse, it says, watch this. How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye? Well, all the time there is a plank in your own eye. How can you tell a brother or sister that I want to take something out of you, but yet you have not been delivered from your own issues yet? That goes right back to what we talked about, what we teach again. How can you tell somebody something that you don't even have yourself? Watch what the Bible called an individual. This is what the Bible called an individual like this. This is what Jesus said. He called them, you hypocrite. They call them straight up a hypocrite. Because you're going to tell somebody to do something. You're going to tell somebody about their issue, and yet your issue is even worse. Or you got the same issue. The Bible called you a hypocrite. So, man, this is what the Bible says. It says, First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. You cannot listen. If you got damage, you got your own issues, you got things that you need to work on. That's why we tell you constantly, please, you need to look at yourself in the mirror before you try to use somebody else. Amen. We always trying to fix people according to our liking. We always trying to fix people to the standards that we feel as though they should be at. But we don't live in the same standards ourselves. We don't live in the same likings ourselves. We don't do the same thing ourselves. That's exactly what the Bible was saying, that you're going to tell your brother about the speck in his eye and you got a plank in yours and call you a hypocrite. That's why we all got to be examined of our own personal life, and that's why we all don't have nothing to say. Fix you together. Get you together. Then you can be able to help somebody else. That's why he was talking about the speck, helping your brother or sister with a speck in their eye. But first it tells you to deal with yourself. When you deal with yourself, then you could come deal with somebody else. Many a time, we try to deal with other people before we deal with ourselves. The Bible calls you a hypocrite. Get yourself together. And there's so many times when people are in so much everything, they all in this, you all in that, you want to fix this, you want to get that one ain't right, that ain't right. So what do you think they're saying about you? Amen?
Amen.
So we need to all fix ourselves, look at ourselves, let God do a work on ourselves individually. We don't have time to worry about what Sister Toto and Sister Bobo and Brother Bobo, Brother Joe, Brother whoever, or Sister whoever. We don't have time to worry about what they're doing because I'm still getting myself all fixed up. I'm still letting God do things within me. I still got some issues that is working together for my good. I don't have no reason to point out years and years and years when my issues still all jacked up myself that I haven't even tried to take time to work. And the main thing that we say, this is what we say. I'm going to get ready to go, but y'all hear the nerd on this one. This is the one thing that we say as saints of God. You know, we'll point fingers at somebody else, then we'll say God is still working on me. When a finger come back to us, oh, yeah, he's still working on me. I'm not a finished product. He's still going to work on me. It just takes time. It takes time. And, you know, I've been like this all my life. It takes time. Well, if that's the case, hush your mouth. Let God work on you before you got something to say about somebody else.
Amen.
Don't say nothing. Let God work on you. You can't say anything about anybody else. Amen. But you were just catching judgment on somebody else. You were just saying something about somebody else. You were just saying this person needs to get themselves together. They got their attitude together. You know, I know I'm not perfect. I know, but at the end of the day, I just thank God I ain't like that. You hypocrite. Amen. You might not be like me. That's why the Bible, and I love how they place this in the Bible. It deals with two different things. One is called a plant, and another is called a stick. We got two different things going on here. Listen, you might not have the same issue that I have, but you got an issue. And because you got an issue, how can you come and try to check me about my issue? Get your own issue together. Get your own man together. And if you can really examine yourself more, how this song called, We Are the World, this world will be a better place with me and you again in it. Amen. We'll have a better place. Our homes will be a better place. Husband and wives will live together in harmony. Family will come together in harmony. Amen. And let's get out of this stuff. You know, church people are good at that. I'm a still a work in a progress. You said that same stuff a couple of years ago. How long have you been to be a work in progress? Now what you're trying to do, you are trying to control God because you're trying to justify your delivery. You're trying to justify that you don't want to, you're not ready to get these issues out of your life because they are teaching so good to you. You know, you love it. And now you're trying to cover it up because this is where you want to be. And you're having a hard time trying to get delivered because you've been like this all your life. I think I'm hearing some letters here. Amen. So we really got to get out of this. Church people, get out of this lingo. You know, we could tell, look at sister. Ooh, she got a nasty attitude. You know what? I might not be the perfect individual, but I know I ain't going to walk around with an attitude like that. You might not got an attitude like that, but you got some funny ways, so you still got a stick in your eye. So you got to get out of that. Amen. God, if we could do more examine ourselves, you know, within our homes, within our family, within our church, within our ministry, and stop trying. I've never seen this day and age, they see so much in everybody else, but they cannot see what's going on in their self. So much. You know, I think they've been contaminated. They've been contaminated by the pathetic because they see so much, but they can't see issues within their self. How many of us being hypocrites in praise and worship? We lift up hypocrite hands. We go on before the Lord with a hypocrite prayer because we just cast judgment on the brother and sister, and yet we got feels though we got it going on. We just miss. Diagnose of somebody's issue because we feel as though this is what they have. They ain't they funding this towards me, and they got this issue and got that issue. But yet we fail to acknowledge our own issue. And what I mean fail to acknowledge, you could say I got an issue, but when you fail to acknowledge in Scripture and Bible, it tells you, it's basically telling you, you fail to work on yourself.
You know, you recognize that it's the issue there, or you recognize you got a problem. You can recognize all day, but are you working on it? And when you fail to acknowledge, that means you fail to work on you. You fail to do something about it. You fail to take action. Amen. You fail to take action. That's why many of us, we can say this thing, I'm still a work in progress. Yeah, because you failing to take action and you recognize you got some flaws there. And because you recognize you got flaws, you're a work in progress. No, you failing to take action.
Right.
Because anybody that want to do right, they're going to make that 360 turn. They're going to do right. They're going to keep getting correction and say, oh, brother and sister, no, that's wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive. They're going to immediately take that correction. They ain't going to look at your heart and where they met and just say, I'm just, give me time. Give you time. Do you know what the Bible says? That tomorrow is not promised to us? What time? You play Russian roulette with your life. You mean to tell me you want to walk all up in here, praise the God, and you want to allow one issue or these issues come up and you want some time? Tomorrow is not promised to us. Promised to us. Next minute is not promised to us. What do you mean to give you some time? Brothers and sisters, you got to start playing games with your life, with the enemy, because we feel as though I need some time. We don't got the time. We don't know the time. It's not promised to us. It's not guaranteed to us. It's
Amen.
A lot of people don't lost their life. A lot of people don't die. A lot of people don't went on. I can't say to glory or wherever. I can't say. How many times people say, I need a little bit more time. Give me some time. You know, you playing with your life. When you hear that, leaders of God, people of God, what you hear, you hear the demonic spirit that got an individual in a hostage. Because only the demonic spirits want you to think you got time. And where the Bible is clearly said that no day, no, the hour and the minutes and the day is not promised.
Amen.
You don't have time.
Don't
play with your salvation. Many of people listening to us right now all across the world. You don't want to get saved. But you don't want to get saved. Come to the house of God because you need some time to clean yourself up. You don't got time. That is the manipulation power of the adversary. You don't have the time. You don't have the time. I just need a little bit more time to get myself together. I've been like this all day. You don't know what's going to happen to you in the next hour.
Amen.
You don't have that time. The time you have is what you're dealing with right now.
Amen.
So you can do something about your salvation, your soul, right now.
Come on.
Because right now, you're breathing. You're alive. Everything is working together. I don't know if I can tell you that in the next hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours.
Amen.
Because you don't know. According to
scripture. No, we don't.
Amen. Listen, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. Come on, brothers and sisters. Let's do better. Let's begin to work on ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. Stop pointing out all these things that everybody has. We can take our own mess, but we cannot take our own brother and sister, their own defaults. Amen? And we'll judge they didn't actually want to get them together, but we still need time to get ourselves together. Oh, come on now. Let's stop that. Let's stop it. Amen? Let's get ourselves together. Look at yourself, and we will be better saints of God. And we will walk in harmony and love with each other once we realize, not acknowledging like, hey, I know I got fault. Everybody can acknowledge that I got fault. But the question is, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Amen. Let's begin to work on ourselves. Stop casting judgment to each other. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Come on back tomorrow. God bless you. 7 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Amen.